A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, we're delighted, yeah. We're going with long 5 years now, and it's great to finally get there. We made hard work of it, but the lads, there's a great team there. We got there on the finish.
Yeah, I suppose early on the goal from Ellen gave you a good start, but you were under even a bit of pressure early on.
Oh, we got a great start, but Ballinhessig were a tough team and we knew they were always going to come back at us. So we knew that we'd have to keep plugging away, keep tipping over at the scoreboard, but we always knew Ballinhessig would never go away. We've seen their past couple of games and they've been very tough, so it was a tough game, but it was great to get over the line.
And then before half-time, the penalty came for them and they were right back into the game and level at half-time. How did you feel?
Yeah, well, we knew like the game was close and the game was tight, but we knew at half-time that we were still in the game and we knew if we could play to our potential again in the second half that we'd be hard to beat in the second half, and that proved to be the case.
And then, I suppose, dominated the early stages of the second half.
Yeah, we always seem to play well in the third quarter of our games and we seem to push on there again. But again, Ballinhessig came back again, but the lads showed real determination and got a couple of scores to shove us over the line.
Yeah, and I suppose when they came right back into it, you got an all, they got the goal, brought them right back into it, and then 40 or 50 seconds later, you were at the other end of the field, probably getting the insurance goal.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, the lads worked their way up the field and I was just there on the end of it, and thankfully went into the net and it was great to get it.
How much of a relief is this to be finally out of junior football? Like, it started off a couple of months ago with heartache down in Mallow in last year's junior final, played in August, and now finally you've got your act together and you've won it again.
Yeah, well, that day was a tough day. We didn't perform on the day and it was very disappointing. So to get back there again so soon is a great achievement, and to win it really caps it off.
And obviously you would have been under pressure trying to get out to Duhallow. I know you've been the dominant team down there with the last 4 or 5 years. And I suppose to finally be after getting over the line is a wonderful feeling.
Oh, it's a fantastic feeling. I mean, every team tries to improve and step up a level and get up a grade. And we've been trying for a long time and thankfully we're finally there and it's great.
Why, Dennis, has it all maybe come right all of a sudden? Very dominant in Duhallow, as I said, over the last number of years. And finally, after getting over the line, what was different over the last couple of months?
I suppose we have a lot of fellas now have a lot more experience and a bit more know-how. We've probably in the past, we've games we should have won, we left after us. And managing the game too, I think we've been a lot better at that. And we've worked hard and training, and the lads, the management team, have been superb all year. And we've put a lot of work into it, so I think that bit of experience that has got us over the line today.
And obviously extra special that the final was played here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
Oh yeah, sure, it was fantastic stadium. I mean, it's the home of Cork football and hurling, so fantastic to play here and even better to win.
You won't have to wait very long for the next game. It's next Saturday at 1 o'clock in Cusick Park in Ennis. A new journey.
Oh yeah, something new for us. We'll enjoy this weekend and we'll look forward again to next week. We'll train again during the week and we'll look forward to next Saturday again.
And of course, Cork clubs, particularly in junior football, have a very, very good record. So a lot will be expected of you now as well.
Ah, yeah, sure. Look, it's an unknown really next Saturday and we'll give it our best again and we'll drive on again from there.
What a big night of celebrations and a weekend of celebrations in Boherby, finally out of junior football.
Oh, definitely, sure. Our first county title, so we're definitely going to celebrate this one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.